Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about so-so. We have someone who is not so-so, Jessie from Transition. Hi, Jessie, 你好。
你好。That could go one of two ways.
Right, okay. A lot of people, I noticed that when they come to me and they say, hey, I can say a few Chinese words. And many of them, they came to say, I know how to say so-so in Chinese. And they all came out with this idiom, mama hu hu.
Mama hu hu.
Yeah, and they get so excited. I can see why. Okay. Mama hu hu, basically the direct translation, that means horse, horse, tiger, tiger. So ma.
Ma.
Yeah, ma. When you double up, horse, horse, mama.
Mama. Second tone or third tone?
The third tone.
Third tone.
Yeah. So as you can see, when I say one word, ma.
Ma.
Yeah, it's very obvious. It's the third tone. But when you link two third tones together, you tend to soften one of them. So like 你好.
你好.
Yeah, 你好, both are third tones. But when I say 你, one word, that's very, very strict. So I have to be go down, then up. But when I add 好 behind 你, I actually soften the first 你. I make it a little bit sound like second tone. So 你好.
Right. 你好.
Yeah, so mama hu hu, in this case, you just say mama. Actually, both are third tone, and you can make both very obvious as a third tone. That's fine. But if you want to say mama, mama, yeah, mama, that sounds like a second tone, first and the third tone, but both are actually third tones. So horse, horse.
Horse, horse.
And tiger, tiger.
Tiger, tiger.
Hu. Yeah, but then here, because it become the convention, people sort of make it as the first tone when you make an idiom, mama hu hu.
Ah.
Yeah, so officially, it is still the third tone. Just like in English, sometimes some pronunciations are just impossible, like Leicester, not Leicester, Gloucester.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a convention how people pronounce it. So mama hu hu.
Mama hu hu.
Yeah, and there's a horse, horse, tiger, tiger. But why horse, horse, tiger, tiger? It's so-so.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Right, okay. There are many stories, and one of them I found especially interesting. Okay, there was an ancient Chinese caveman, and then he was a very self-inflated artist, and he drew some animal on a cave wall. And then his fellow caveman came over and said, wow, your horse is so amazing.
Mm.
And then another fellow caveman came over, he said, wow, your tiger is incredible. That's a great tiger. And then eventually after the discussion, the heated debate, is that really a horse or that's a tiger? And then eventually they decided, actually, this guy is not that great an artist. So he's so-so.
So-so.
Yeah, he's so-so. So mama hu-hu.
Mama hu-hu.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I'm probably one of those people who learnt it right at the beginning of my Chinese learning journey.
Right.
And I very proudly told some of my friends and they just laughed. They thought it was so funny.
Yep. And then I guess because the story of it is so exciting and then it's also very easy to remember. Mama hu hu.
Yes.
Yeah. But in the day-to-day life, I don't use it as much personally. But at the same time, you can use it because it's very cute. So for example, hey, how's your day, Jesse?
Mama hu hu.
Yeah. It means that it's okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Your day is so-so. It's not brilliant, but not too bad either. No disaster.
And in English, people often use a sarcastic kind of, oh, fine. Is that the same with mama hu hu?
Yeah. For example, if you say, hey, you went to the new restaurant last night. How was it? Mama hu hu. That means you were not very impressed.
I get it. Yeah. Your tone of voice instantly, I recognize. It's not. It's
that's
just
right.
So-so.
Yeah. So mama hu hu means it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not hugely exciting, but it doesn't mean too much negativity either. Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't mean, no, it's horrible. Don't go there. Never go there. You just say, it's okay, probably overrated a bit.
Right. That's a very good distinction to make.
Mm-hmm.
And with language, it's so important to get those little inflections right, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
it
English.
Is. So mama hu hu, it's so-so.
So I can't tell whether the horse is a tiger or a horse.
Exactly. It's such a great drawing. It's one animal with four legs.
I think that's what my drawings are like.
Maybe a goat, maybe a cat. But they just like in English, oh yeah, you have some, it rains cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why were they cats and dogs falling from the sky? And why does it mean heavy rain?
That is true. Yeah.
Yeah, some other animals, we can say 猪朋狗友.
猪朋狗友.
Yeah, that means my buddies, my dudes. 猪 is the pig.
Yep.
朋, that means company.
朋.
Yeah, 猪朋.
猪朋.
狗友.
狗友.
Yeah, 狗 is the dog. And 友 is the friend.
Yep.
So 猪朋狗友, it's not that a compliment. That means okay. you're a dude and you hang out doing things that your parents may not approve.
Ah.
Yeah, 猪朋狗友, that means some people who may corrupt you.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the so friends like who corrupt you.
坏朋友.
坏朋友, yeah, 猪朋狗友.
猪朋狗友.
Yeah, 猪朋狗友. And then we say 羊入虎口.
羊入虎口.
Yeah, 羊入虎口. 羊 is the goat.
Mm.
And 入 is to enter.
入.
Yeah, 虎. 虎 is a tiger, if you remember. Yeah, 羊入虎口. 口 is the mouth. So the goat is entering the tiger's mouth. What does that mean?
It means he's not going to last very long.
Exactly. Yeah, so when you say to describe someone's situation,
yep.
that you want to make a deal with that big company, you are 羊入虎口. That means you will be swallowed alive.
They'll eat you for breakfast.
Yeah, they'll eat you for breakfast and then you don't have anything left later on. That's so that describes, yeah, either in terms of personal relations, or what? You want to make friends with that person?
Right, yeah.
Or, oh, you want to do a deal with that company?
Mm-hmm.
Or a certain situation you enter in that there's some fate. It's like the train is hitting the wall, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, 羊入虎口.
羊入虎口.
Yep.
In terms of mama huhu, what would the horse represent?
Traditionally, that means something auspicious, and then some animal which is very fast and very, in a way, very tame,
yep.
and with courage. A lot of great idioms are made out of horses.
Okay.
Yeah, like 马到成功, that means the horse arrives, then, yep. then you will succeed. That means that wish you the instant success.
Yeah.
So 马到成功, 马 is a horse. 到 is to arrive. 成功 is success.
Yeah,
so 马到成功 is a very good one. So horses in general in China mean something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And tigers too. People believe that tigers are the very courageous animals.
Right, okay.
And as a result, they thought by eating tiger parts would make them more courageous and healthier. And therefore tiger, sadly, has been included in the material to make Chinese, ancient Chinese medicine. And of course, now they are highly protected.
Mm.
Right. Thank you, Jesse. Today we talk about mama huhu, which means so-so. It's okay in English. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见!
再见!